What's up, guys? Today, I'm going to be talking about something that every company asks me for, which is how to raise more money using content. So if you're new to this podcast, here's a little bit more about your hosts. My brother and I have built a community of over 10 million followers, worked with more than 50 brands, and have driven over a million users to some amazing companies. We've had the privilege to partner with Y Combinator, Mindvalley, True Classic, and way more companies. I'm your host, Shrikar Kara, and you're listening to Growth Strategies for VC-backed Startups. All right, so today we're going to be diving into a concept that every startup founder and marketer asks me about, which is how do I raise more money? Now, I'm not going to go into the technical nuances of how to raise money, such as how to build your pitch deck or reach out to VCs, but I'm going to be talking about something that's probably equally as important, which is how to build content that actually gets you more funding. So if you're a startup looking to become VC-backed, or if you're already VC-backed, then you know that every investor wants to see traction for your company, such as followers, visitors, conversions, engagement, the whole lot. Now, what they're not telling you is that organic content can actually be a really big secret weapon that you can use to impress VCs and actually get users to your app or business, depending on whatever company you have. Now, let's dive into it. All right, so investors don't just fund products, they actually fund movements. And what do I mean here? Well, this means that they want to invest in something that people are actually talking about and they want to talk about. And organic content is a huge way for you to be able to do that. So here's three ways in which you can use organic content in order to get VCs to check you guys out. Number one is founder story content. So we call this founder-led content, and it's basically just the why behind your app. So you as a founder recording this content, telling people why you made this company or this app and what problems it solves. Now, these are going to be more authentic videos. They're not going to be super overly produced, but they will be more genuine. They're going to be talking about your mission and your journey. And if people see this and it actually resonates, then VCs will also enjoy this type of content. And they'll actually get to see the human behind the product that you're building. Now, a big thing to note here is that so many founders do founder-led content, and most of them don't do pretty well because they just don't take the time to learn how to create good viral content. So I would highly encourage you to check out other founders who have done a great job, such as, for example, Style AI, who has absolutely crushed it. Dhruv Bindra, who actually made the content for Style AI, is one of the founders, and they were able to get tons of traction by the content that he made. So that's one that I would highly encourage you guys to check out. There's tons of other founders who have created amazing founder-led content in the past as well. But the big thing here is really sharing the why and doing so in an authentic way where you're creating content that actually is good. Number two is customer stories. So here's another way you guys can create really good content, which is highlighting people who have actually been helped by the product. So the product that you guys are building, whatever problem it solves, you want to show how people are actually being helped by it. Now, for example, somebody like a fintech startup could feature a user who saved thousands of dollars using their app, and they can do some sort of testimonial style video. In the same way, you want to figure out how can I showcase what my customers are thinking about my company, and then basically use them as like mini case studies that you tell with stories that are very emotional and hit hard. This way, VCs can actually see, okay, like these customers are loving the product. This is something that's worth investing in. And finally, the last thing I would do, and probably the most important type of organic content that I think will be really helpful here, is content that is proven to go viral. Now, you can go viral with all the content that I've described in the past, but the one that's going to really help you out here, and many of the companies we worked with, they were able to secure funding because they tried to find content that was very appealing to their audience and that tied back into their niche. So what do I mean? So if you have a company, let's say, similar to what I said before, that focuses on savings. You might try to create content that focuses on savings, but it's not necessarily directly about your product. It's just tied in a way where you capture a massive audience who is also interested in saving. So one thing that I can think about immediately off the top of my mind is like how much it costs to purchase a product at your grocery store versus how much it costed to purchase a product at your grocery store 50 years ago. Now, you can see that this is not necessarily about the product itself, but it's in the realm of savings. And if you can build a series around this and people start checking you out and you have hundreds of thousands of people coming to your page every month, VCs are going to love it. I mean, it's like very relatable content. It ties right into your niche. You can get a lot of people interested, and eventually people will start checking you guys out if you build a big enough audience. So that's really what I would focus on, is like, how can you figure out different series that work well for organic content? Those three are just, you know, my top three examples that I would give out. And another thing to keep in mind is like try to figure out how you can use trends wherever possible. On TikTok and Instagram, there's always trends that are going on. People are always jumping on viral trends, but you want to figure out how can you add your own unique twist. And that way you'll actually be able to create content that goes pretty viral. All right, so the last thing I want to talk about is something that's pretty interesting here, which is VCs love the ability to create virality and capture user attention without actually spending tons of dollars. So if they see that you're doing this, they're going to really love it. So here's how you can really showcase your content to make it very pitch-worthy for VCs. So one thing is when you're talking to VCs, you can highlight your metrics. So a couple things that I would do is just like showing off your content growth. For example, you can say, hey, we gained 100,000 users organically in 2 months through our TikTok channel. Or you can say, hey, we gained 50,000 followers on Instagram in the last 6 months. That's one thing that I would do. Number two is just kind of like roadmap content. This would be more so just like showcasing your future plans to investors. So maybe like just showing them, hey, like in the next 6 months, we want to do this, or in the next 1 year, we want to do this. And you can even turn it into content to show them more clearly. And finally, the last thing is using data. I would focus on how can you use videos or charts or pictures to really showcase the metrics that are happening, such as your app's growth, any success stories, retention rates, things like that, to really make it pop for VCs when they're checking you guys out. So those are the three things that I would really, really focus in on with way more. Again, I'm not going to go super in depth in this episode, but these are just some things that I've been making a note of as we've been working with more and more companies. Final thing I will say here is that organic content isn't just about virality. It's actually about getting users, right? So that's the main thing investors care about is how are you getting users? But building organic content is a way for you to showcase to investors that there is some traction here and there's some buzz going on. And by using all the strategies that I detailed, you can create perceived value. And that's essentially what gets investors to say yes. From there, really, you want to focus a lot more about product and, you know, bringing in customers and making sure they're actually retaining, which is the actual important part. But hopefully organic content, if you do a good job, can get you those initial investors. So hopefully this was helpful, and we'll see you guys in the next episode. Thanks for listening.